AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President-elect Trump's asked the Supreme Court to pause the potential TikTok ban until his administration can pursue a political resolution. Earlier this month, Trump said he's been warming to the app since joining it during the campaign.
You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with that.
Trump's request came as TikTok and the Biden administration filed opposing briefs, oral arguments scheduled for January 10th. U.S. officials tell AP the Pentagon's preparing to send $1.25 billion in military aid to Ukraine, part of the Biden administration's push to get as much aid to Kyiv as possible before leaving office. U.S. and Azerbaijani officials are raising pressure on Russia over the crash of an Azerbaijani airliner this week that killed 38 people. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby was asked whether the U.S. has intelligence indicating the jet was brought down by Russian air defense systems.
Short answer to your question, Court, is yes, and I'll leave it at that.
Big tech stocks led Wall Street lower, but the indexes still finished the week with gains. And Haya Panjwani has the latest figures on homelessness in the U.S.
Homelessness went up 18% as affordable housing remains out of reach for many people. That's a dramatic rise, driven mostly by a lack of affordable housing, as well as devastating natural disasters and a surge of migrants in several parts of the country. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development said that federally required tallies taken across the country in January found that close to 800,000 people were counted as homeless. That increase comes on top of a rise from 2023, which the department blamed on soaring rents and the end of pandemic assistance. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And longtime CBS sportscaster Greg Gumbel has died from cancer. That word from his family. He was 78. This is AP News. People have been lining up for Mega Millions tickets. Donna Warder has the story.
The sound of ringing up lottery tickets at the Bluebird Liquor Store in Hawthorne, California. Bluebird has a reputation for being a lucky store. In the past, it sold multiple winning Powerball and Mega Millions tickets. And tonight, the Mega Millions drawing is worth an estimated $1.15 billion. When customers like Ivan Minera enter the store, they rub a small Bluebird statue for luck.
I don't care if I have to split that money.
Lisa Saradakis bought a bunch of tickets with her friends.
Well, there's four of us, and we've got $160.
Mega Millions is sold in 45 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Right now, tickets are $2, but in April, they'll increase to $5. I'm Donna Warder.
Drawing 11 p.m. Eastern. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.